107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's always great to check in with Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival, and she joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
Are you staying cool? Another hot day today?
Yeah, well, we haven't had many hot days, so I don't mind weathering this. I hope others aren't suffering too much in it.
Well, there you go. We've got, of course, the nice air-conditioned facilities with Stratford Festival, all the great theaters to choose from. We have previews that are continuing this week, Anne.
Yes, we have more shows on stage. It's so exciting. We have had first previews for two more shows so far, All's Well That Ends Well at the Tom Patterson and Little Women at the Avon.
So All's Well That Ends Well, this is directed by Scott Wentworth?
It is, and it is beautiful. It's designed by Michelle Bond. It has an incredible cast, Jessica B. Hill, Jordan Hall, Shauna McKenna, Ben Carlson. It's really absolutely wonderful.
All's Well That Ends Well. Again, previews are happening at the Tom Patterson Theater. It opens July 8th, and this is kind of, it's so cool that this is at Tom Patterson Theater with Richard III also playing.
Yes, we have the two first plays from 1953 together in the brand new theater, and they do reflect, they offer two totally different experiences as they must have back then. Richard III, the history and the pageantry and All's Well That Ends Well, which is a comedy. And, you know, sometimes it's people call it maybe one of the problem plays or something, but it is really very funny. Lots of laughs in this. Andre Sills, Rylan Wilkie, I'm thinking of more of the cast members. And it's really great. So if Richard III wasn't your cup of tea and you're really keen to see the new theater, this is a tremendous option.
And tell us about Little Women. This is happening at the Avon Theater for this season, and this will be the only show in terms of theater performances at the Avon Theater for this season?
Yes, we have just one show in the Avon as we're getting back into the swing of things after the COVID closures, and it is a wonderful show. Little Women, a new adaptation written by Jordy Mand, and she has based the play on two of Louisa May Alcott's books, Little Women and Good Wives. So it goes through the sort of teen years for the four sisters, Meg, Jo, Beth, and Amy, who many people know so well, and it takes them into their early adulthood. It is, I was in the show last night, and it's really beautiful. It's the second or third experience I've had with it, and I think people are really going to love it. It's so true to the books, but it's brought to really vibrant life. And each of the actresses performing these incredible characters bring each girl to life in such a beautiful, exciting, filled with life manner. I think people are really going to love it.
Again, previews continue. We've got previews for Little Women, previews for All's Well That Ends Well, and, you know, if that's not enough, we've got more shows that are coming, and, of course, Richard III continues, Chicago and Hamlet, so this Stratford Festival season is well underway. And can we talk about the change in the mask mandates with regards to patrons at the festival?
Well, we are still wearing masks until summer begins on June 22nd. And then we move an inch or so on it, and strongly recommend that people continue to wear masks in our theaters. And we will not be allowing food and beverages in the auditoriums as a further protection. If you absolutely don't want to wear one, you don't have to, but it really does help for people to be wearing masks in the auditoriums. Remember, one of the greatest things about the Stratford Festival that makes people come back and back and back is the incredible intimacy of our thrust stage design. You're never very far away from the actors on stage who, of course, can't wear masks. So we do want people to continue wearing masks, but other theaters are easing up on that mandate, and the government has lifted those mandates, so we're giving a little bit of room on that one. And of course, the best way to protect yourself is to wear a mask. And if you are immunocompromised or are not comfortable with people around you perhaps not having a mask on, you can attend one of our reduced capacity performances where vaccine checks are and masks are mandatory in addition to physical distancing in the audience.
Well, there you have it. Plenty of options right there. And it's all about, enjoying wonderful live theater in a safe environment with Stratford Festival. That's what it's all about. And before we let you go, too, we should mention rehearsals are underway for 1939.
We've got rehearsals underway for almost everything now. Can you believe we're back to a full season?
Wow.
Just incredible. And it's so exciting. I'm very, very fortunate because I get to get into the theater a little ahead of everybody else, a little later than I normally would because of COVID. We have so many protocols in place. But I've also seen dress rehearsal of Every Little Nookie, which is fantastic. And yeah, it's just wonderful to see everybody starting to get ready for plays across the board at every theater. It's just fantastic.
Oh, we are back. Stratford Festival. Again, previews continue, shows continue, all the information, stratfordfestival.ca. Anne Swerdfeger. Anne, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Jamie. We'll talk soon.